MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. One person dead, another wounded after a shooting with police at the Artesia Public Safety Complex. According to New Mexico State Police, medics flew the wounded person to the hospital. All Artesia police officers are reportedly uninjured. Artesia Fire and Police Departments, as well as Artesia Municipal Court, all work in the complex. New Mexico State Police, Eddy County Sheriff's Office, and New Mexico Probation and Parole also work in that complex. Again, a person dead, another wounded after that shooting at the Artesia Public Safety Complex. We'll bring you more as it becomes available. Monday night, members of the Roswell Independent School District Board heard about efforts to make people aware of the bond question on November's election ballot. The district requesting voter approval to issue up to $18 million in general obligation bonds for improvements to school buildings and grounds, new computer hardware and software for students, and to provide matching funds for capital outlay projects funded pursuant to the Public School Capital Outlay Act. District staff creating a short video about school campus improvements, both completed and ongoing, as well as sites where such work is considered long overdue. A downed tree into a power line sparked the devastating McBride fire last spring, burning through homes and acres of Rio Doso, now New Mexico's largest utility, getting sued for it, with the village government claiming the PNM's negligence led to fire. More than 6,000 acres burned to the deadly 2022 McBride wildfire through Rio Doso. Investigators determined a wind-blown tree hit a power line. It sparked the fast-moving blaze that eventually destroyed 207 buildings. While PNM claims the tree was outside of its right-of-way, the village said the utility should be held responsible for the fire, which led to a loss of work and damaged natural resources and parks. That's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.